We're reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, page Ein Zayin, Istaklut Pnimit, second part, item Kufav 106. You can watch our lesson and ask questions at Kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. The study of the Ten Sefirot, page Ein Zayin, second part, in a reflection, item 106. By Itkalelut of Or Chozer in passing, Ten Sefirot become fixed in each and every Sefira. Keter has nine Sefirot of Or Yashar and one of Or Chozer. It turns out that there are ten Sefirot in each and every Sefira of the above ten Sefirot, meaning together with the Or Chozer, reflected light. In other words, the light of Malchut that is received in each and every Sefirah completes two ten Sefirot. In Keter, there are nine Sefirot of Or Yashar, direct light, Kachab, Chagat, Nehi, and one of Or Chozer, namely Malchut. For she receives last from the ten Sefirot of Or Chozer. Consequently, he has only one Or of the Or Chozer.
Yehuda, questions, then immediately ask. Well, you can always put your hand up. I don't see who's there, but all right, go for it. Who did I let ask? Huh? Oh, no. The media. Hey, ask. You forgot.
I did not forget. I just want to ask in a certain way. How can we understand from a certain example in this world what Or Yashar is and what Or Chozer is?
The light of contentment, of mutual action between human beings who are doing favors to one another.
Is it Yashar or Chozer?
Even towards the other is Yashar or Chozer.
What do you mean each of them is Yashar and Chozer, direct and reflected? If I treat someone a certain way, so how do I treat it, through Or Yashar or Or Chozer?
When you treat someone, relate to someone, well, that's nothing.
Let's say, with respect to me, what is direct light and reflected light?
We're speaking of the receiver. When you relate to someone, then you're like the creator. We're not talking about the creator. We are beginning to talk from, I am feeling an attitude towards me.
If I feel that there is a relation for me from someone...
Yeah, to me. So I feel your relationship towards me, yes? So you're bringing me a present. So in my attitude towards you, I begin to give you something back. So that in my mind, those things have to be equal. If they're equal in my mind, that it's sufficient for me to say, thank you, although you brought me a great present, then I receive a certain small equivalence of form with you. If I am capable of appreciating your present and give you in return more, then everything is according to the size of the evaluation of the present and the giver of the present. Yes? Well, let's continue. Everything is understood.
Item Kuf Zayin 107. Chochmah has eight of Or Yashar and two of Or Chozer. Bina has seven of Or Yashar and three of Or Chozer. Chochmah has eight Sefirot of Or Yashar, eight Sefirot of direct light. Chochmah, Bina, and Chagat Nehi, and two Sefirot of Or Chozer, reflected light. The ones of Or Chozer are her own part, which she received from the Or Chozer of Malchut, being Yesod, the Or Chozer, and the part of Keter that traveled through her and remained there so as never to move again, being Malchut, the Or Chozer. Bina has seven orot of or yashar, which are Bina, Chagat, Nehi, and three of or chozer, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. She has Hod from her own, Yesod from the part of Chochmah that traveled through her, and Malchut from the part of Keter that traveled through her, meaning from Bina upwards.
Clear? Yes or not? Do you want me to ask you? Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut. Yes? That's it. Now, if we are speaking of, well, now he spoke about Hod, yes? He spoke about Bina, Bina of returning light. Yes, it's Hod. So here is Keter, Chochma, and Hod is Bina. So what is in Hod, or Yashar, and Bina, and or Chozer? Well, you say, what's the difference between them?
Three that becomes Opnimi, and the rest completes it. So it's always ten.
It's always ten, we know it. So what's the difference between them?
The difference is that you make a masach above Malchut, and then two lights come in, you close and complete it with seven other lights.
Seven and two, it's a nine.
With Malchut, it's ten. Together, it's always ten.
Yeah, that's ahead from you. And I said that this is something we know. And it's not what I asked about. Not about the number. Rather, what is the difference between Hod of Or Yashar and Bina of Or Chozer, returning light? It is as if the same Sefirah. We have twice ten Sefirot.
Twice ten Sefirot.
Yes, in the Partsuf.
In the Partsuf there are seven Sefirot of Or Chozer.
I'm not talking about numbers. It doesn't matter. Seven, eight. I'm saying there are twice ten Sefirot.
Once.
So, how could it be in one place you have both Hod of Or Yashar and Bina of Or Chozer?
The two that came in, and what completes them, what to bring back.
Could there be in one place both Hod and Bina?
No.
So how?
Meaning they meet here, but the clothing there, when one closes the other exactly, it's only in Bina above, in Or Yashar and Or Chozer.
Here. So what does it mean that here they're equalizing?
That everything closes on everything together.
Here it's clothed together and here it doesn't. Why?
Because it's in inverted value of lights and vessels.
So?
So in the lower part,
well, so tell me, what's the difference between them?
There is a gap in the ability of my masach between the aviut, masach, and kashiut to absorb your desire, as the example you gave him of about receiving.
What's the difference between Bina and Oyashan Hod or Chozer, or Hod or Yashan Bina or Chozer? Can you say clearly, simply?
Clearly and simply, I can't.
Okay, so sit down. Next, more questions. Continue.
Item Kufchet 108. Chesed has six of Or Yashar, direct light, and four of Or Chozer, reflected light. Gvura has five of Or Yashar, and five of Or Chozer. Tiferet has four of Or Yashar, and six of Or Chozer. Chesed has six Sefirot of Or Yashar. which are Chagat Nehi, and four Sefirot of Or Chozer, which extend from Chesed upwards. In other words, she has her own part, namely Netzach, and the parts of Bina, Chochma, and Keter, which are Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, that traveled through her and became fixed there. The same applies to Gvura, who's got five Sefirot of Or Yashar. Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, and Yesod. She also has five Sefirot of Or Chozer, from Gvura upwards, meaning the four parts of Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, being Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, which passed through her, and her own part, which is Tiferet de Or Chozer. Tiferet has four Sefirot of Or Yashar, from Tiferet downwards, and six of her Or Chozer, from Tiferet upwards. In other words, it has five parts, Kachab Chug, which are Tanhim, that passed through him, and his own part, being Gvura de Or Chozer. Kuftet 109. Netzach has three of Or Yashar and seven of Or Chozer. Hod has two of Or Yashar and eight of Or Chozer. Yesod has nine of Or Chozer and one of Or Yashar. And Malchut has ten Sefirot of Or Chozer. Netzach has three Sefirot of Or Yashar, from Netzach downwards, which are Netzach, Hod, and Yesod, the Or Yashar. It also has seven Sefirot of Or Chozer, from Netzach upwards, which are the six parts Kachab Chagat, that passed through her. Those are Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut, and her own part, which is Chesed of Or Chozer. Hod has two Sefirot of Or Yashar, Hod and Yesod, and eight Sefirot of Or Chozer, from Hod upwards. Those are the seven parts Kachab Chagat and Netzach, that passed through him, which are Chagat Nehim of Or Chozer, and his own part, which is Bina de Or Chozer. Yesod has one Sefirah of Or Yashar, and nine Sefirot of Or Chozer, from Yesod upwards. Those are the eight parts, Kachab Chagat, Netzach and Hod, that passed through him, which are Bina, Chagat Nehim of Or Chozer, and his own part being Chochma de Or Chozer.
Alright, ask. Yes.
Olivia Fuframs is saying about the diagram that the difference is the part I can use in order to bestow.
The difference is in bestow, in the force of bestow. That's correct. Yes.
Yosef from Jerusalem is asking, what is Or Chozer with respect to Or Yashar at work?
He gives certain examples, or a few definitions, what Or Chozer is, and what is Or Yashar, direct light. It isn't simple. Returning light is he who are make the creature return to resemble the creator. The Chozer is similar to the action of the act of the creator. Or Chozer is a degree to the extent that the creature resemble him, equal to him. Or Chozer is the clothing for Or Yashar, meaning it is the kli in which they adhere. Or Chozer, it is bestowal. Meaning Or Chozer is everything. Or Chozer is what reveal to the creature the upper reality, to the extent that he develop Or Chozer, he see what else is in the world other than his ego. Meaning that beside our reality, our imaginary reality, what else does he see? He see all that in Or Chozer. It's like a sense, the general sense. Or Chozer is that you are receiving the ability to see outside of you. Or Chozer is that all of your qualities, you are arranging them already in accordance with the integral relationship between them towards bestowal upon others. So that all your qualities, you begin to accumulate into a certain depiction and begin to connect them so many that way, and how can I connect them all in all in order to bestow. Or Chozer expresses your summary, the summary of your inner work. Yes.
Friends from Chulon are saying, how does one clothe the other? Is light a kli?
Returning light is my attitude in bestowal, in love, in chibur, in the beauty, in the deficiency, in the longing, in all those inclinations. This is the Or Chozer. And in that we discover the Or Yashar. Also Or Yashar. What is Or Yashar? It's the creature's attitude towards me. It says, Or Chozer is my relationship towards him. There's nothing more than the relationships. Do you think we receive anything from the creator? You are filled up with what it is that you want to give him. This is what fulfill you. There's nothing more to it. No more is revealed than the greatness of the Creator. That you imagining, this is all the fulfillment in the desire to receive. You will say, oh, but Narancha, it has to be Narancha, the Narancha, the light of Ensof, what is this? This is all your attitude towards the Creator. It should not sound as something false, that let's now imagine that he's great and I'm in Ein Sof. No. You're in adhesion with him. Yes.
A student from Ashkelon is asking, so what is the root for the Or Chozer?
The root for Or Chozer is the Aviyut and Masach. Yes.
Armin from Portugal is asking if the returning light is the same part of the light that the Kli can receive in order to bestow.
No. The returning light come as a result of the creature to use what he have for the sake of the creator. That's it. There are a few more there. Next to the wall. I didn't hear questions today.
So basically what I understand,
we don't care about the introduction. The question.
Is it correct to say that I don't feel any Or Yashar if I don't have Or Chozer?
You simply don't discover it. How can you discover Or Yashar if you don't have Or Chozer?
So they're completely interdependent.
I don't know about dependence. Rather, one conditioned by the other. It's not emotional dependency, rather a condition. You can discover a phenomenon if you have a tool, a vessel. Like our world, we are told that it's filled with the light of Ein Sof. What do I discover? To the extent of my kli.
Okay, so now, before have a masach on, what are these fulfillments that I feel in this world? It's not Or Yashar, so what is it then?
You are revealing the unity within the system. In this unity, you discover the force of life, of livelihood. Unity, you discover, is the kli, sfirot, partzufim, olamot.
No, I'm talking before the masach.
And the life in it is the light. Beforehand, you're discovering some impressions. You don't know how to classify them. More? You already asked, yes? Microphone?
Tergum?
Okay. Why is the Keter of Or Yashar 1 and the Keter of Or Chozer 0?
Lama Keter shel Or Yashar 1 and Keter shel Or Chozer 0?
Evo 1.
Well, where is one?
It said that that in Tiferet Or Yashar is 6 and Or Chozer is 4, and by that Keter and Chozer is 0 and Keter and Yashar is 1.
זה אומר שתיפרת באור ישר זה 6 ובאור חוזר זה 4 ומזה זה יוצא לו שהכתר הוא באור ישר 1 ובאור חוזר 0.
אני לא יודע מה להגיד לו.
I don't know what to tell him.
אני לא, תעזרו לי.
Help me.
כתר דאור ישר.
כתר עבור.
כן, את זה.
כתר עבור ישר, yes, this one. How many lights are here?
אחד. אחד, אור הכתר.
One, the light of Keter, nefesh. Yes? Because he passes this light, what he has, this one, so when he passes it on, let's say that he can't pass anything, but he passes it on to Chochmah. So how many lights are in Keter? His own light, Keter, and the light he passed to Chochmah, Chochmah. If afterwards he passed the light to Binah, there and in Keter there are three lights, in Chochmah 2 and Binah 1, until he come to the end, like that. What does he have at the end? 1. Initially he has 10. So what isn't clear? This is in Or Yashar. Now, in returning light, it is the opposite. One below, and 10 above. Now we are asking, what's in the middle? Say we have Tiferet, and correspondingly Gvura. What is the difference between Tiferet and Gvura? That's it. So we can, from here, we can see things. What is the relationship between them? Why specifically Chochmah Vor Yashar reveal in the Chochmah the Or Chozer is revealed in Yesod of Or Yashar? Meaning, what is unique about the Sefirah of Yesod of Or Yashar, that if I put the reverse intention, I discover in it Chochmah of Or Chozer. Why? What's so special by the degree of Aviyut, by the quality that say it is Yesod of Or Yashar and turn into Keter in Or Chozer? They're meeting there together, those two discernments. How is it changing? How is it equalizing? Yes? What is it that they are together? Moreover than together, we are saying that one clothes the other. It imprints in it, as if clothing it, like I'm clothing inside certain thing. So that thing become, take on my form. Once it was, say, fur. Yes? I grabbed, say, some antelope. We know what it is now. I skinned it. Yeah, the fur. And that fur I put over myself. And this fur take on my form. This is how it is. Meaning the returning light that I develop take forms of the Sefirot of Or Yashar. However, opposite Sefirot, say Chochmah Vor Chozer, if I want to resemble, then I need to work with the Sefirah of Yesod of Or Yashar. What is it? Yesod of Or Yashar that can assist me building an attitude to the Bore, to the Creator, like Chochmah of Or Yashar. That for me it would be as Or Chozer. Meaning this Chochmah of your direct light, this Chochmah of direct light, and the Yesod of Or Yashar, direct light, and Chochmah of Or Chozer, and the Yesod of Or Chozer are interconnected in a certain way. Between them, there is a certain synchronization. I don't know how to say. It's truly a more inner connection, that if in some place, say, now the distance of million light years, something is happening, immediately next to me, without those millions of light years, something will also happen, because between them, there is a connection in the same tense of field. You see? This is how it is. There is an inner connection between them. We'll say in a linear fashion there is no connection. And in other gematria, there is a connection. Say we have 2 points. Well, let's do it on the diagram. Say this is a page. Yes? In this page, there is 1 point, and there is a second point. The relationship between them is, say, a certain relations. L, let's see. A certain distance. This distance is very big. However, if I, without paying attention, yes, I'm taking this page, divide it into two, and fold it. Then those 2 points, equalize, they become as 1 point. meaning with respect to what cutoff are they are distant, and towards what calculation they are at the same point. What depends on what cut am I present. If I'm in that angle, it seems to me like they're far between them, or inequalities are vastly. If I'm on other qualities, I see them as one, not even two. This is how it is. This is also in this world.
But by what you said, Givua of Or Hazer should be five and not four, and in Tesas Sefirot it said that it was four.
לפי מה שאמרת, אם אני מבין, הוא אומר שגבורה צריך להיות חמש, לפי מה שאמרת, ובספר כתוב ארבע. ככה אני מבין.
אז זה לא חשוב, זה...
It doesn't matter, it depends how you count. In Keter there's light or not. If he counts light that go through the Keter, then in Keter the lights don't go through from it downwards. If he thinks that it's including the light of Keter, then it has it in everyone. It doesn't matter. Well, Amikam... Let's let him. Well, the guys there are truly asleep. They don't deserve having the microphone.
There's a complicated question here. Let's take Yesod of Or Yashar. Yesod has one Sefira of Or Yashar and nine Sefirot of Or Chozer, which are from Yesod upwards, which are eight parts of Chagat. Chagat Netzach and Hod that traveled through him, which become Bina Chagat Nehim of Or Chozer, and his own part, which is Chochma de Or Chozer. So the question is, what does it mean that they traveled through him? How? First, Keter travels through him, and then Chochma, Bina, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, and so on. Or first, Hod travels through him, Netzach, Tiferet, Gvura, Chesed.
I don't know what you're talking about. He told us about it over two pages. How the lights expand from above downwards. The entrance of the light from above downward towards the Patsuf. It was mentioned 1,000 times.
But he says that they're traveling through him, and then he says what they become.
So what is going through him? Was it just like that? They're just passing through him?
No, obviously not.
So he enters Zivug Daka and incorporated in it and then pass it on. And this is considered that it's gone through him.
But the question is, according to which order do they travel through him?
What do you mean, what order? The order they go through. This is how they go through. You understand lights turning on like that. So it passes through it. It's considered that the light passes. What does it mean, the lights that pass? Do you understand that or not?
In light lamps that they go through?
Yes, the light that go through the lamps. You have like that lamps, and in them the light travels. Yes, electricity. Electricity passes through. Yes? So, what is it? He is in connection with each and every lamp. And shine, and then when he shines and does it all within the lamp, then pass from it onwards. If it doesn't shine in this lamp, then it cannot pass onwards. It's a sign that there is a mistake there, a malfunctioning. So we always have Keter, Chochma, Bina, Chesed, etc. So what are you asking about?
So Yesod stands under Hod in Or Yashar. So the question is, if the lights that go through him, the entire Keter, Chochma, Bina, Tiferet, Netzach, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet,
they go through the Yesod.
But what's the order?
Only one light goes through Yesod to Malchut.
No, he writes that nine Sefirot
overturning light
of Or Chozer from Yesod upward.
Yes, correct.
that these are the eight parts of Chagat Netzach and Hod that went through him.
That go through him in what?
In the direct light.
In direct light, it doesn't write. There's no such thing. On the contrary, he writes. How much does he write that you have in Yesod?
Yesod has one Sefirah for Yashar and nine Sefirot for Chozer.
Well, that's it. So what else do you want?
Which are the eight parts of the parts that went through him, being Bina, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut.
All right, that doesn't matter.
What does it mean those who went through him became all of a sudden other Sefirot in Or Chozer?
I don't know. Get confused by yourself, please. I'll leave you this opportunity to enjoy it alone, okay? Yes.
This composition you just described between Chochmah and Yesod, Yesod and Chochmah. Which discernment does it bring to the Kli?
This is not a question. If you have an accurate one, yes. If not, not.
Perhaps that composition you described bring the Kli a desire for adhesion, a greatness, or shame?
Guys, that's not a question or answer. I'm sorry. Think about it, and maybe once you'll understand. This is not how we are asking, maybe. It's not a... Yes.
This cut you described before, what went through him and is what
this?
Went through him and...
Here?
He himself, yes. So each and every sefer is talking about went through him and there is his own part. So this is the cut you're talking about?
Well, let's say.
So the question once he says it in a masculine or feminine tense.
Well, this is always like that in the books of Kabbalah. You can say about something masculine or feminine according to its role. According to its role, its current role. And completely has no consideration to genders according to grammar.
But each in a right belongs to a certain sphira. When it's using feminine tense or masculine tense, what we read in the last item, Netzach, is in feminine tense, and Yesod is in masculine tense.
Maybe. Could be. You'll see it in many places. Yes.
I have a question later on, but perhaps at that point, the basis for the understanding is that there is no change in the light, rather the Kli tests itself, examines itself.
Hence I draw the lamps. Then what changed?
Go back to diagrams. So in every point there's a light, there's a point where there's an inversion, that there's a bitush, and you can say that some of the light comes in, some of the light comes out. So perhaps he names that point of inversion two different names, like reflected light, direct light.
I'll tell you more than that. How can anything enter as a direct light if there is no returning light? How does it pass from Keter to Chochmah or Chochmah to Bina if there's no one that clothes it? But he clothes need to raise from Malchut.
He keeps, the desire keeps examining himself with respect to the light. He keeps discovering inside himself additional layers, and he says, I feel the light here this way, another way. So my question is, with respect to how Baal HaSulam explains the things here, why does he elaborate so much? He could have written everything just in one clear paragraph, but he keeps repeating it and repeating it.
So seemingly there is so much in it.
What's in it?
Well, that's not a question. I don't answer such questions.
Kuf Yud 110. With her Or Chozer, Malchut completes every single Sefirah to 10 Sefirot. It has been thoroughly explained that every manifestation of 10 Sefirot, wherever they might be, must be mingled with one another. However, when the 10 Sefirot de Or Yashar first emerge, they do not have 10 Sefirot in each of them just yet. Not before the Or of Malchut is incorporated in them too. Namely, the 10 Sefirot of Or Chozer. Malchut has no other light, And that light of Malchut completes what is missing from this number, 10 Sefirot. For each and every one of the 10 Sefirot. Thus, there are 10 Sefirot in each and every one of them.
Meaning, in a graphic manner, indeed the light's gradually entering from above down, and later on comes the returning light and compensate them, complement them for 10 Sefirot from below upwards. This is what is happening. However, the truth, or indeed, this is only how we are saying it. And there could not be a kli that reveals that this is how we are coming to the Orot. Rather, it develop Or Chozer, and by it he feels, when we are speaking only with respect to the creature who feel or receive, since there is no objective observation from the side, rather all are phenomena within the creature. And then according to the light that enter it, he analyzes it. So it turns out that we have returning light to start with, and we discover the Sefirot in a reciprocal manner. Beside, what does it mean that there is an entrance of light that was in Chochmah or in Keter to the Kli of Chochmah? How could it be that it just enter like that? There is no such thing. There should be calculations, zivug daka, clothing in returning light, and then entering, and all this, meaning we are not talking all this, these sub-details in each and every, that in every step we have a partsuf and a complete action, and there's no less than that. Rather, we are saying, the light passes from Keter to Chochmah, from Chochmah to Bina, but indeed, here there are, for each and every step, decisions, screens, actions in return, and then the light, all in all, descends. Meaning there are partsufim, complete partsufim here within. But now we are talking about it as sefirot. But there is no sefira. There's no less than 10. In each and every action. So, don't forget about it. And beside, there is the aspect of qualities here. What are we relating to? What difference is there between Chesed, Gvurah, Bina? So, what's the difference? There's no difference, just the numbers. Chesed, Gvurah, Tiferet, Netzach. We are not referring to what they are. And this is a huge difference between each and every quality that is revealed. How is the qualities I draw here, say, Bina of direct light, complement, and by what? The Hod of Or Yashar, and also complement Bina of Or Chozer, and Hod Or Chozer. There's a certain relationship between them that is a special essence. Well, that's later. It's healthier if we remain here with this superficial understanding. Entrance of the lights into the Kelim, tak, tak, tak. Momo. Monia. No, okay. Why didn't we see you in the Congress?
I was sent to the U.S. From my work. Couldn't make it. I was all alone for 2 weeks.
Poor you, you're in exile, eh?
It was very hard for me. The direct light is how the Creator treats me. The reflected light is how I treat the Creator. I don't attain who He is. I only attain how He treats me. I also attain who I am, only how I treat Him. So, who am I, actually?
Hold on. you want me to connect who you are to what you said before, or in general who you are?
No, no, I'm talking, well, me, there's the creator and there's the creature, and all we reveal is our relationships, how he treats me, how I treat him. I don't attain who he is.
So you want to know who you are?
I want to know who the creature is, yes.
The creature is the force of the breaking in Malchut. This is what is called a creature, Nivra. What's next?
Doesn't fit, don't understand it.
So what shall I do? What else do you want me to say?
It seems to me as if what we're talking about in Kabbalah are only as relationships. I can understand how he treats me, but I never know who he is. I can only know how he treats me.
Oh, of course you don't know who he is. You will never know.
So the question, if it's the right thing to say the same thing the other way around.
Also yourself you wouldn't know. Of course, to the same extent. Nice. You become a researcher, a philosopher. Yes. Nari.
An intention during the lesson. We're supposed to reach a state where this lesson is like a workshop. What does it mean that we give a good environment here for one another?
Look, also the workshops should change. I'm thinking for quite a while about that. But we have so many changes that we need to change things. A lesson as a workshop depends on the friends. In the workshop you are talking to one another, and by that and you're impressed by it. To do like that in the lesson will be a balagan, a mess. We want to advance. We need to go through workshops. Say 2 more workshops in the week, at least an upcoming Friday. I need to write it down that I need to prepare a workshop in the morning lesson, the last hour. And maybe something extra. Say the gang of Rabbi Shimon studied in a workshop. They sat, Rabbi Shimon said, and they discussed between them. Then Rabbi Abba wrote in concealment. Yes. So each and everyone who spoke, he wrote. But they studied in such way that they shared their revelation. What Rabbi Shimon gave as a topic, each and every one of them connected to Rabbi Shimon, revealed something from his qualities. Rabbi Shimon is like Keter. Oh, it's suitable to what we are studying here. And everyone connect to him and his natural qualities. Of course, he's doing zivug on the whole gang because he's a complete ten sefirot. However, each and everyone inside this gang is a special sfira. So I'm adhering to everyone, but let's say I'm the sfira of Netzach. So I contribute the quality of Netzach to the environment, connect and adhere to them, and I'm developing my share in attaining the common degree. Accordingly, the other friends, each and every one of them, is a special sefira that connect, and we are all connecting among us, and to Rabbi Shimon, to Keter. Thus we attain the Zohar, meaning the upper light that shines entirely, in its entirety. Such workshop, I wish, but that's a workshop whereby each and everyone reveal, you are just speaking what you are thinking. They did it from within revelation, and revelation on their degree, when they're all connected, so they all also sustain themselves on an equal degree, and then everyone acts from within his qualities. The 10 qualities revealing the inclusion with one another, performing a system and revealing the Creator, and about that they are writing. Yes.
So now, being practical here in the lesson, we have 3 hours every day. So what is a good environment? What should we give to one another so that it will come nearer to what you just described?
Or is that a question? What do we need to give to one another? I don't understand. If I will not receive a desire, a deficiency from the environment, which I can receive only from the environment, and this deficiency is only towards the Creator, if I'm not receiving it, I will not have how to reveal Him. I need to cleave on to the friends, to receive a desire from them, to reveal the force of bestowal. And with that desire, to attract that force, the ladder to form for now, to care for me, and will give me the ability to join the group, so that in the group I discover myself as an integral part, and all of a sudden I discover in the group that the group is lacking one quality that is specifically mine, and this is how each and every one will discover. That specifically the quality of Netzach, say, is missing. And I cleave and add it. And then I see that everyone is there and everyone is working there reciprocally. And we are discovering this upper force. So this is what I'm trying to imagine to myself and want it to occur. Well, I have what to think about. Well, all right. Yes.
What does it mean that I'm adding my share to the group? What should they really do? Let's say I'm a certain sphere. What should I do in order to give my own share?
Elation, a nice example, subjugation, strengthening, support. In short, what the friends need is to appreciate the Creator as above anything, that there is none else but Him, that He grabs everything, and everything in the world is under His dominion, the greatness. So we will have the ability to annul ourselves. This is what you need to pass on to us. Yes.
I can't annul myself. I need the strength of the group. How can the group help me exit myself, annul myself?
The society pass on to you the upper force. You cannot receive anything. Not the Lidat reform, meaning the correcting force, nor the Creator Himself, the feeling force. You cannot receive it alone. You must be in work with a system. Now, this system, for the time being, is the society. Later on, you'll discover that there is no society, rather only the Creator. And the society and the whole world and all this balagan you saw because your kli was so broken. Hence you saw that the mosaic, you know, like there is a tube that you turn it and then constantly the kaleidoscope, yeah? Colored glasses change. Yeah, right, kaleidoscope. So, that's it. It's the same. You're seeing it spinning and all that. You are seeing the world through a broken kli, a vessel. Yes. Vanya.
How to improve the environment.
Again?
How to improve the environment.
How to improve the environment. To pressure them, to obligate them, to give them example. First of all, to give example. If it doesn't affect, to pressure them a bit. If that doesn't affect, to obligate them. Truly, to come with a demand. Because if you depend upon them, then what can you do? You need to know that you're dependent upon them until you develop the right attitude towards them. The moment you develop the right attitude towards them, suddenly you discover them as being completely fine. They're willing and were always willing. However, you weren't ready to see them in the corrected form. Hence, we are saying, whoever is disqualified, disqualified through his own flaws. Well, come on, Mutlu.
Let's say that I couldn't see them in a perfect way.
If you do not want to see them in the complete chibur, then you stand no chance to reveal accordingly the degrees.
Let's say now I can't see that.
So you stand no chance to reveal anything.
So out of this deficiency that a person is can't, he's incapable of. So there, we have a problem here. There's a bridge you cannot cross. So I'm asking, what is the action that gives...
I don't know. Say it in English. I'll translate it.
He comes to a point where he can't see the greatness of his friends. And not that he doesn't want to. He just can't break that barrier where he can't see them as great.
Well, that's excellent. So we need to pledge, to demand for the force to come and will correct you. By that, you are coming to connection with the Creator. You have a demand to Him. Otherwise, can you come just like that? One cannot come to the king's palace without a desire.
Yes, but also a person comes to have such a demand and he feels that that too doesn't work.
In order for you to develop stronger, more correct demand.
So what's the difference between a beggar to a person who keeps demanding from the Creator?
A person who constantly demands of the Creator and a person that doesn't all the time, rather sometime. Well, we need to see. Maybe he's just screaming and doesn't want to delve further in finding and being equipped with the great desire and possibly otherwise. It's very personal.
What do you mean just a demand? There is no just a demand. We have the goal.
Oh, how many people are just screaming like that for help? Aren't you familiar with it? You also like that. All right. We are moving to the next part.
And let's sing a song first. We rise and we enter a world that is already made. We illuminate the night into day. We feel the future state, and it's great. Change. I was about to jump in. A new chapter begins. Whoa, a whole new thing. I walked in. She gave me some water.